member Care Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invites you to take a moment for your health. Are they all the same? Nope. Are they easy to see or diagnose? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Is there a common cause or trigger for them to be happening? No. Is there a common guaranteed treatment? No. What are we talking about? Eating disorders. And no, it is not necessarily easy to spot a person who has an eating disorder or might have an eating disorder. Not every thin person is anorexic. Some people are just naturally thin. It's in their genes. Not every person who refuses to eat one or two certain foods is a picky eater. There could be other perfectly natural reasons. We all like and dislike different flavors and textures and colors. So what exactly is an eating disorder? According to the National Institute of Mental Health in America, an eating disorder is an illness that causes serious disturbances to your everyday diet, such as eating extremely small amounts of food or severely overeating. Now, that description covers about half of the long list of eating disorders, and there are many variations. For one person, this may all have begun very innocently by just eating smaller or larger amounts of food for what seemed like a logical reason. But at some point, he or she lost control of just eating a little less, which meant that they were not eating enough to stay healthy. Perhaps, suddenly, they were obsessively concerned with their weight or shape. So from eating a little less, it has turned into an eating disorder. Common eating disorders include anorexia nervosa and bulimia. Those are probably the best known of the eating disorders, but there are many more. Many of the others don't have commonly known names, and some of them, while similar, may vary from person to person. We can't look at all of them, but we'll try and look at some of the symptoms and some of the ways a person with an eating disorder can perhaps be helped. A person with an eating disorder is not helped at all by saying, "Come on, get your life in order, grow up, eat properly." No, that wouldn't help at all, because an eating disorder in most cases is an illness. It's a real, treatable medical illness. A person with an eating disorder needs understanding and help, usually professional help. Some eating disorders, if treatment is not found, can be life-threatening. They can be fatal. For example, people with anorexia nervosa are 18 times more likely to die early compared with others of the same or similar ages. So let's look first at anorexia nervosa. It's probably the most widely known of the eating disorders. Later we'll look at some of the others. What is anorexia nervosa? What are the main symptoms? When you meet a person with anorexia nervosa, your first impression usually is that they seem to be extremely thin. Some would say they are thin to the point of being emaciated or wasted or gaunt. A person with anorexia has an obsession with being thin. They're not at all willing to maintain or keep a normal or healthy weight. This person will probably have an intense fear. They're afraid they weigh too much. They will be deeply fearful, afraid of gaining weight. This person's self-esteem, their sense of worth, their self-respect, depends on how they view or perceive their own body weight and shape. They generally have no idea of how serious a problem it is that their body weight is so low. They have no idea, or they will deny the idea, that their body weight is not normal, and they won't accept the fact that this low body weight is not healthy. A person with anorexia nervosa has extremely restricted eating habits. There is a very small list of food items and quantities or servings of food that they will allow themselves to eat. No matter how thin they are, actually, many people with anorexia nervosa see themselves as being overweight. They think they weigh too much. They don't like the shape of their bodies. They think that when you look at them, you would see an extremely fat person. They become obsessed, fanatical, passionate with what food they eat and how much they eat. They have a passion to control their weight. They weigh themselves often. They carefully select the foods they will eat and usually will eat only very small amounts of certain foods. They may exercise too much. They are known to sometimes make themselves vomit after meals to get rid of some of that food. Also, they may wrongly use laxatives, diuretics, or enemas, all this to flush food out of their bodies. So is it hopeless? No, not necessarily. Some with anorexia nervosa receive treatment and counseling and do recover after perhaps only a short time. For some others, though, the problem continues. They may have relapses. For them, the problem comes back again. For others, it all becomes a chronic, long-lasting form of anorexia nervosa. Their health declines. It gets worse as they fight with the illness. If anorexia nervosa becomes long-lasting, it can lead to many symptoms that develop over a period of time. These include such things as brain damage, organ failure, and thinning of the bones. Some may feel sluggish or tired all the time. They lack energy and ambition to do anything. It's not just an eating problem. It's serious. Before anorexia nervosa, this person seemed like a normal person. So what makes them start down the path to anorexia nervosa? There are many theories. There are many possible reasons. But no single reason seems to be common for everyone who has this illness or any of the other eating disorders. Some think this condition is triggered by some difficult event in the person's past. Researchers are finding, though, that the answer is much more complicated than that. They list a complex interaction of genetic, biological, behavioral, psychological, and social factors. And the combination is different for each person with an eating disorder. Depression in some form is often a factor in the lives of a person with anorexia, but not necessarily for everyone. Or perhaps some other psychological problem which they have managed to keep hidden. For most people with anorexia nervosa, treatment should include professional counseling. Medical professionals and textbooks call this cognitive behavioral therapy. This may be in a one-on-one personal counseling situation to hopefully discover the psychological reasons behind the problem. Usually, there are thinking patterns involved which are not helpful or accurate. These need to be changed, and also the behavior that results. Sometimes family therapy is helpful, and for some people, therapy in a group situation can be a benefit. The first object of the counseling is to find the possible psychological reason for the illness in this person, and then more counseling to help the individual overcome the ideas that have brought them to this place in their lives, where their lives may actually be in danger. Sometimes a time in a hospital is a necessary part of the treatment. Among other reasons, this may help to bring the body's chemicals back into some kind of balance. Another reason, a time in the hospital allows for some close supervision, while proper nutrition is provided to restore some levels of health. Through all this, there will be efforts to reduce or remove the actions or thoughts or feelings or beliefs that have brought this person to the point of not eating enough for their health. And there will, of course, be efforts to prevent a relapse. If possible, to prevent this happening again. Sometimes in the treatment of a person with anorexia nervosa, medication may be prescribed. Antidepressants is one type. These, plus some other medications, may help with the mood and anxiety problems that are often present with anorexia. How effective they are is still not known for sure. So far, we've only looked at anorexia nervosa. There are, of course, many other eating disorders. Bulimia is one of those. People with bulimia will over and over again, and often, eat unusually large amounts of food. At the same time, they will feel that these happenings are totally out of their control. They will then most often follow up these heavy eating times with forced vomiting, or they will use laxatives or diuretics as a frequent habit. Perhaps after a heavy eating episode, they will fast for a period of time, eat nothing, to bring their weight back to its normal level. They may also involve themselves in too much exercise. What they do to compensate for their overeating could be any of those or a combination of two or more. Usually this behavior happens in secret. They don't want others to know what they are doing because actually they have feelings of disgust or shame. These heavy eating and purging episodes can happen several times a week. They can also happen many times a day. Not everyone who has a problem with binge eating can be classified as having bulimia. They may go on an eating binge but never follow it up with purging as we've just described. They don't involve themselves in excessive exercise or fasting. But like the person with anorexia, they also may feel guilty or ashamed. In their case, however, this can actually lead to more binge eating. Many of the treatments for bulimia are similar to those described for anorexia nervosa. These include possible medications and, of course, counseling. The counselor or therapist will help the individual to recognize their distorted or unhelpful ways of thinking about their bodies and food and relationships. The counselor will help this person to change their behaviors and help them to relate to other people in more positive ways. Sometimes an eating disorder may not have a name. It may not fit the criteria for anorexia or bulimia. Medical professionals are not sure how it should be classified. However, it seems that the treatments which work for other eating disorders can also be helpful in these situations. Now, what does all this have to do with the expat worker? A lot, actually. First, is it safe for a person with a serious eating disorder to move away from home? Is it safe for them to go to another country, another culture? Foods will be different. The climate will be different. Close family may not be available to help if a physical or medical crisis happens because of the eating disorder. Knowledgeable medical or counseling help may not be available. Without this support base, the condition of the person with the eating disorder could become worse. Is it okay for someone with an eating disorder to accept an international assignment? Well, that is something they will have to think about seriously and honestly. It would probably be a good idea to consult with their doctor or counselor. There is a real risk that with the stresses and pressures of the new job and living in a new culture, the eating disorder could become worse. Their physical condition could weaken or go down or deteriorate. When you jump to a new country location, your problems all come along with you. They usually don't disappear just because the scenery is different. In fact, in many cases, they just may get worse for a number of reasons. Secrecy is often a major part of the life of a person with an eating disorder. That can interfere with a new life that involves teamwork with new associates who will hopefully also become friends. In some cultures, it is common for visitors to arrive unannounced, sometimes without even knocking. That could produce some very difficult situations. And what if the eating disorder for some reason becomes part of the life of a person who is already living in an expat situation? What do they do then? Can that person stay or should they go home? There are many questions for the expat worker to consider. So what should you do if this is your problem? Or perhaps you have a friend or you know someone who has this problem? Consult with family. Consult with a counselor. And consult with a doctor. No one should make this decision entirely on their own. A person with an eating disorder doesn't only put themselves at risk in an expat situation, they put their team and their cross-cultural associates and their family at risk also. An eating disorder is a serious interruption to the normal flow of life. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com. The transcripts of this feature on the website has more information plus links to websites where more helpful information can be found to help the person with an eating disorder.